Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Are you ready, Keith, for the road to go through Foxborough?
Yeah. Yes, I am. It used to always go through Foxborough. There was like a 20-year stretch there where it went through Foxborough. Then I got a little bit of a hiatus. Just a brief little hiatus.
Little mini hiatus.
And now I think we might be back. We might be back there. It's pretty amazing how quickly that turnaround was.
It is. I mean, we talked about this quite a bit yesterday on Jones and Keefe. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off quarterbacks today. Drake May, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Going to do pretty well, but stick around to find out.
He might do real well. Spoiler. We should just name the tier Drake May, for
maybe,
God's sakes.
Maybe we should. Yeah. It's a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston. Unless he's voting in the tiers for Drake May, that might knock him down a couple.
True.
But we'll talk to Tom. At high noon, we got a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45 as well. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, and subscribe to WEEI. I think with the Patriots as contenders, we talked about that a lot yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Who has better wins than them at Buffalo and at Tampa? I don't think anybody has better wins. You can say other teams can match their wins. I don't think anybody has better wins. And then you watch Monday Night Football last night, Keith.
Oh, did we ever watch it?
Which this show was watching very closely.
Yes. We had a lot tied into that. Oh, no show Terp. Weird.
Terp is noticeably absent.
Where is Terp?
We gave him cement shoes after the no Saquon touchdown last night.
No Saquon. Barely any touchdowns in the game. It was like almost touchdown free the way that thing was going.
Terp is at the bottom of the harbor.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah, those are supposed to be two of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they might be.
Yeah.
But that was a snore. And you can be like, well, the defenses are good. Okay. The offenses weren't doing much.
No.
And so... And that's also, those would be two interesting quarterbacks to sort of tier. I mean, one's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Another one has a lot of high expectation. Both teams are, you know, constantly winning records and fighting for the number one overall seed in the NFC and all that. Do either one of them look unbeatable? Because even like a couple weeks ago, we're saying the AFC is so wide open. The NFC also open, but tougher teams. I don't even know if that's true.
No.
It might not be tougher teams. It might just all be kind of the same.
The Eagles still just don't look right.
No, there's something off with them. They have a good record, obviously, and you know they got another win last night, and that is a win over a good team. You know, the game wasn't fun to watch, but it was a win over a good team. But yeah, Saquon's not the same as he was before. There's obviously, you know, everything going on with A.J. Brown. They did make some moves at the deadline, and Jalen Phillips looked good, who they got from Miami.
He looked very good.
He looked nice. He looked pretty good.
Probably could have called up the Dolphins about him, yeah.
And Sirianni's one of those guys that, I don't know, I mean, maybe I should like. He just won the Super Bowl. But I really don't.
What was that decision last night? To huck it on fourth down? What
just,
was that?
Just chuck it down the field.
That gave the Packers a chance. Not that they were even close on the kick.
No, that kick just missed.
What happened? What happened on that kick?
I don't know. It must have gotten tipped.
I would think.
So if you didn't stay up for it, there
was no idea.
It was a 64-yard attempt to potentially tie the game and go to overtime for the Packers. And the thing just went, like, way left. Like, almost, like, out of bounds left. It was bizarre.
I mean, it was true degenerate stuff with the Bozo touchdown parlay last night. Like, just trying to talk yourself
overtime.
Into, well, if he makes a 64-yard kick, then it's overtime and maybe Saquon scores there. It's like,
no.
True degenerate math is what I was doing in my living room last night.
Yeah, that was tough go.
Yelling at my TV at almost midnight. And
I told you guys to cash out. I said, cash out. It'd be the smart money.
Cash out, Keith. Yeah, you were warning everyone. That's true. No, but I think that's the takeaway from a Patriots standpoint.
It's like there's no juggernaut.
The defending Super Bowl champs last night, how'd they look?
Not great.
They don't look right. And, you know, they bomb it one time to Devontae Smith. He makes a play. They, like, never throw to A.J. Brown. Saquon's not the same. Jalen Hurts isn't dialed in. And then on the other side, the Packers are at home. They were a total no-show.
Yeah.
It's like Josh Jacobs and nobody. Jordan Love looks horrible.
Jordan Love's pretty bad.
They have a bunch of injuries. They added Micah Parsons. They went all in the offseason. And look at them. So I'm not telling you those are bad teams. I'm not telling you the Packers are trash or the Eagles are trash. I'm just telling you, pick apart the Patriots' flaws all you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some, right? I mean, their defense can't get stops to start the game. May has been a little turnover-prone the last couple of weeks. Never mind if you're worried about, like, his health and smashing his head off the turf, etc. I think the Patriots have some flaws. They haven't played the hardest schedule. And it would be, I think, unfair to ignore any issues they've had. But I think the Packers have them and the Eagles have them. And look at the top of the AFC. You know the Colts and the Broncos have them. The Chiefs are 5-4. The Ravens aren't even in the playoffs right now. Like, I think you look at that game. You look at Thursday night football, you watch most of Sunday, you look at who the Patriots have beat, and I feel even more strongly about this today than I did yesterday. I felt pretty strong about it yesterday.
Yeah, I'd say it's wide open, both conferences.
Wide open to win it this year.
Correct. Oh, yeah, it's right there. And, you know, for 20 years, it was Patriots, right? So even if they didn't win it, going into the year, you're like, well, it's the Patriots, or somebody's going to have to beat the Patriots. Then there was, like, a five-year stretch, and maybe you could even argue they should still get the benefit of the doubt. But it was the Chiefs, right? It was like, either the Chiefs are going to win it or they're going to be there. You're going to have to beat the Chiefs to win the whole thing. Right now, the Chiefs aren't even in the playoffs. The defending champs, we just watched last night, to your point, they don't look all that impressive. They look like something's off, even though they are 7-2. And so you could probably make a case, I don't know, 8 different teams to win the Super Bowl right now. Maybe more, because you could be like, well, maybe Patrick Mahomes can do it, even though they're not there. Or maybe this still is Lamar's year because of the fact that it is wide open. I mean, the top teams record-wise in the entire league are the Colts, Broncos, and Patriots are all 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Eagles, Seahawks, and Rams are 7-2. Those are the teams with 2 losses. You're going to tell me Sam Darnold or Bo Nix or Daniel Jones is on the team to beat, like the best team in the league? Those guys are all playing well, or I don't know, maybe Nix isn't, but like the teams are playing well, they're winning, they have other things going for them. But like that's a much different year than Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, you know, even like Manning or whatever. Like those guys where you're like, well, they're going to be there at the end. This is sort of like a new type of season.
Let's do a quick exercise here, and you guys can jump in. Like if you don't think the Patriots can win it this year, I just want to know who your pick is. Like, if you don't think it's the Patriots,
shoot that team down, probably.
Then who is it? And I'd just like to hear an answer. It's 617-779-7937. ESPN came out with their power rankings today. Power rankings come out every Tuesday.
Power rankings.
I can look up Florio's in a minute. All right. Didn't get a chance to glance at them before the start of the show, if they're even out. But ESPN had these this morning. Who's playing better football than the Patriots? You just tell me if this team is or not, Keith.
Okay.
Are the Eagles playing better than the Patriots?
No.
They're number one in the ESPN power ranking. Maybe
they forget to reset it.
Maybe they kind of had it ready to go before the game last night. They had to update it.
No,
this
I mean they beat the Packers. So if you didn't watch the game and you're like the Eagles went into Green Bay and won, you'd be like, oh, that's really good. That should be like a good win for them.
Right. And I disagree with Van Pelt and Buck and everybody else on ESPN last night trying to make their game interesting. Yeah. They're like, oh, this is actually a really entertaining 0-0 game. I'm like, it's not. It's definitely
so
not.
The Eagles. We talk about like strength of wins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They might have the best wins, honestly, in the year. They also lost to the Giants. They lost to the New York Giants, who just fired their coach. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the worst teams in the league. They did lose to the Broncos. That's like a good win for the Broncos. But the Eagles do have wins over Kansas City, the Rams, the Bucks, and now the Packers.
So those are good wins. I mean, I mean, I don't think they're playing better, but those are good wins, and that's a fair counter. If you want to tell me the Rams, number two on the power rankings, are playing better than the Patriots, I'd hear you out on that.
So I would too until I looked up their schedule. So they, if the Patriots are going to be held against it, so they're on a four-game heater. The
Stafford throws four touchdowns and no
every
picks
week.
Every game.
So they beat Baltimore without Lamar. They beat Jacksonville. They beat New Orleans. And they beat Mac Jones.
Not great.
Like, again, that's their schedule. They, so, like, I'm not going to hold it against them.
They've also lost to Mac.
Yeah, didn't they lose to Mac Jones on Thursday
They
night?
Lost in overtime to Mac, and they lost to the Eagles. They did beat the Colts. So one of the few teams to beat the Colts this year, but... No, but they do look good, and, like, you know, they usually have, like, a late game or whatever, and you look up, and you're like, oh, Matt Stafford just threw for another 3-4 touchdowns. So, yeah, they're playing really well.
Are the Colts playing better football than the Patriots? They're number three.
So, I did watch, like, brag all their game on Sunday because they had, like, the standalone Berlin game.
Me too. Now, I had a few Guinness,
pops.
Messing with my
I did have a Bloody Mary during the game, I was watching that, and Jonathan... Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's awesome.
He's good.
But they won, so that's the takeaway. But that thing went to overtime. Falcons could have beaten them. But sure, if you want to say yeah, like give them the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
The Patriots are number four, by the way. They've shot up in these power rankings.
Because they were really low for a while, even after the Bills win, even after a couple wins after the Bills game. Remember, they were like 10-12 for like a long time. I feel like they were in that range. So for them to get jumped all the way up to four, that's good.
Rather be golfing in the Twitch chat. Right. I agree with this. Colts are playing as good as the Patriots.
Okay.
That's not the question.
Spider-Man meme?
Who's playing better? Mm. Who's playing better than the Patriots right now? That's the question. Not who's playing as good. Who's playing better?
Well, I mean, the Patriots are on a longer winning streak. The Patriots, the only team that has a winning streak as long, is the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really playing well. They just find ways to win late. But those are the only two teams that have the streak that they're currently on.
The other teams left, 5 through 10, Seahawks, Lions, Bills, Bucks, Broncos, Chargers. Patriots have beaten two of those teams, number 7, Buffalo, and number 8, Tampa Bay.
No, there's no perfect team.
I mean...
Or even close.
I'd listen to you on the Seahawks. You want to tell me the Seahawks are playing better than the Pats? I'd listen on that. The Lions just changed their play caller, and it looked great with Campbell, but that's a sign things aren't going great there.
Yeah.
The Broncos look like trash. On Thursday night, although in fairness to them, they beat the Raiders. You lost to the Raiders.
Seahawks have only one good win, and that quote-unquote good win is the Steelers. So if you think that they're not even that good, I know they beat the Patriots, but you keep playing this game where like nobody really has – I mean, the Eagles we identified have some quality wins. The Seahawks are kind of a benefit. Like they've basically beaten the good team – I'm sorry, they've basically beaten the bad teams on their schedule, and then they lost to the Niners and they lost to the Bucks. So like – Seahawks play the Rams this week, which should be real good. Like that's a good measuring stick for both.
Those, to me, are the two teams on the list that I would say might be playing better than the Patriots.
I think the winner of that game, you'd have to give them the nod.
And they're just they may not be playing difficult teams. They are blowing teams out when they're playing them.
Right,
and
that's
true. I mean, the Rams and Seahawks were up. I know the Niners made a bit of a fake comeback in that game.
Yeah.
But the Rams and Seahawks were up massively in that game. So you want to tell me those two? Otherwise, that's your top 10. Those are the best teams in football. Who's actually playing better than the Patriots? 617-779-7937. Then you get to this, Keith.
Uh-huh.
The comment from Damian Woody. The road to the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough.
It could.
Well, it technically doesn't yet, right?
No,
I mean, they're the three seed in the AFC right now.
That's correct.
But you look at what's left for the other teams. You know the Patriots' schedule. Home against the Jets on Thursday. At Cincinnati. Home against the Giants on Monday. Late bye week. Then home against Buffalo, at Baltimore, at the Jets, and home against the Dolphins. Okay, so four home games, couple of primetime games, a lot of winnable games. Buffalo and Baltimore are really the two we have highlighted. You look at the Colts, who are on the bye week now. This is the rest of their schedule, Keith.
Okay.
At KC.
Ooh, good one.
Home against Houston.
Yeah.
At Jacksonville.
Yeah.
At Seattle.
Nice.
Home against the Niners on Monday Night Football.
All right.
Home against Jacksonville at Houston.
So a lot of division games, like I bet they don't go 4-0 against Houston and Jacksonville.
I don't think there's an easy game left.
Yeah, there may not be.
Easy game.
All right, sure.
I mean, the Patriots have the Jets twice. They have the Dolphins. They have the Bengals. And I don't think it's going to be with Burrow. They have the Giants. Like, the Patriots have easy games. The Colts, that's not an easy game in sight. They might win a bunch of them. There are no gimme games on there, maybe is the best way to put it.
Oh, they're going
to
lose at least three.
Broncos, they have Kansas City this week. So the Colts and Broncos in the next 2 weeks play the Chiefs.
All right, would you rather, real quick, I know that's really more for tomorrow, but yep. just because you're bringing this up and Kansas City has a couple overlap games, would you rather...
Kansas City stays out of the playoffs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But that probably precludes you from getting the one seed. But you know there's no Kansas City looming. I think I'd take that trade-off. Plus, the Patriots play so well on the road, I would take that.
I think if
get Mahomes out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Don't even give him a chance.
I think I'd rather that.
So,
and I'm still the two or the three seed. I host a home playoff game on wild card weekend.
It's kind of a
Mahomes
win-win.
Is out. Yeah.
The fact that the Colts and Broncos play the Chiefs is a win-win because I think you could spin it either way as it's a positive for the Patriots. But I would rather just keep Lamar and more so Mahomes out of the playoffs and then take your chances with – you know, a road game to Indianapolis or a road game even to Denver. Like, I would say do that rather than go to Kansas City or maybe even host Kansas City, I guess.
So the Broncos go Chiefs, then the bye. So all these three teams have their bye week left,
yep.
which is odd.
Same with the Pats. Yeah.
At Washington, at Vegas, easy games.
Yeah.
Home against Green Bay.
Nice one.
Home against Jacksonville. At KC again.
Hmm.
Home against the Chargers.
Sounds like Jacksonville's also going to play a role, spoiler, in this.
So,
they got a lot of games against those two teams.
I don't love that they just gagged it away against Davis Mills.
But, no.
But I don't think they're a gimme team.
No, and it's like a division game, and it's not like a doormat division team like the Jets are this year.
So, look, the Patriots have the easiest remaining schedule.
Yep.
The Colts have a pretty hard remaining schedule. And the Broncos, to me, are right in the middle with some difficult games and some layup games in there.
The one seed is up for grabs.
The one seed? Yeah. Really? The road really might go through Foxborough.
Yeah, that's not a crazy statement.
And I don't know that there's more than a handful of teams, maybe the Rams, maybe the Seahawks, who are playing better than the Patriots right now. It's a pretty good combo to win it all this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this week it all kind of flipped. The Broncos on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
we saw what the Pats did, beating Tampa at Tampa, and then you saw two of the NFC heavyweights last night in a crap fest on Monday Night Football. I think in 1 week, a lot of that flipped because I thought they were in the mix to contend going into this week 10, now week 11. I thought they were in the mix. Now I kind of think they're right at the top of the heap.
Yeah, I think this is what the NFL has wanted for 30 years. Like, they want wide open, all these different fan bases can claim they have the best team. Super Bowl could be a variety of different people. So they got it, but... For a team like the Patriots, where you were thinking, hey, this is year one for Mike Vrabel, this is sort of a bit of a rebuild, it is as wide open as it could possibly get, and you're right there in the middle of it. I was looking up Super Bowl odds even. Patriots, I think, moved up a little bit from where they were, but they still have a pile of teams in front of them. And this seems like an obvious year that if you're going to play that game, don't bet on the couple of favorites.
Buying opportunity.
Yeah, hell yeah it is.
Big time buying opportunity.
So there are a bunch of teams in front of them. The Chiefs, Rams, Eagles, Lions, Bills, Seahawks, Colts, Packers, Ravens, Broncos are all ahead of the Patriots to win the whole dance.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I would take them over at least half those teams.
Buying opportunity. Yeah. That's where I'm at. So what do you guys think? 617-779-7937. Does the road go through Foxborough out of the AFC to the Super Bowl? And on top of that, give me an answer. Who's playing better than the Patriots right now? I don't think there's a lot of options, quite frankly. Again, 617-779-7937. It is a Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston at high noon. We got a Kiefer Madness for you at 1245. Plus, we're going to tier off quarterbacks today on a Tier Tuesday at 1130. Stay tuned for it. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return, Keith.
Yes.
Of Landman.
Hell yeah.
From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
The Landman?
Academy Award winner, Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, yes.
Not the Landman.
I love Billy Bob
Thornton. The Landman.
Got it.
Billy Bob Thornton, Academy Award winner. He's back. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Ooh. Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman. New season
Good
streaming
cast.
November 16th only. On Paramount Plus. That's Landman. Here's the Landman in trending. And we're right back with, any cracks in the Patriots that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. What would bring them down? That's next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics return to action tonight. First, the Bruins look to make it 7 wins in a row when the Bees host the Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drop the TD Gardens at 7 o'clock. The Celtics are in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. According to WEEI Celtics insider Justin Turpin, Sam Hauser is probable for tonight's game with a right wrist sprain. Tip off at the Wells Fargo Center Carolina is at 8 o'clock. On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Green Bay Packers 10-7. Today, the New England Patriots play as Will may have a walkthrough practice at 3 o'clock. The Pats will host the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football. And tonight, Boston College basketball hosts Central Connecticut. You can catch the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Pregame coverage begins at 6:45 and tip-off from Conti Forum is at 7 o'clock. The 99 would like to thank our active military and veterans for their service to our country with a Veterans Day special. All active military and veterans will receive a free lunch from the special menu with purchase of another entree today at all 99 restaurants. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Jones
and Keefe here on a Tier Tuesday. Tearing off quarterbacks about an hour from now. I imagine Drake May will do pretty well.
Drake should do well, yeah. I agree with that.
Let's find out exactly where he fits in. Cowherd thinks the Patriots might now triple their win total.
I agree.
That'd get him to 12. He might be conservative.
That might be low.
He's also a little rattled by that. He surprised himself.
He shook him. He's like, I knew they'd be good, not this good.
I was right,
but not right enough about the Patriots.
It's a good point. A bunch of texts on the Patriots and does the road go through Foxborough and who's playing better than the Pats. The Colts, for example, is a good one. Guys, when the Colts almost lose to the Falcons, it means the Colts are bad. When the Patriots almost lose to the Falcons, it means it's a tough league. No. I don't think we said it was a tough league when they lost to the Falcons.
I was surprised.
Also, the Colts went to overtime.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Colts had more trouble with the Falcons.
Although if Parker Romo makes an extra point, the Pats might also go to overtime.
Good point.
There's that.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Colts did. So I feel like the Colts were in more jeopardy of losing, but fair point. If he makes an extra point, it goes a little bit differently. Also this, guys, a lot of love for the Rams on the text line. Rams over the Patriots.
Yeah, Rams are good. Rams are playing well.
And I need to see May in bad weather games. So we can get to that coming up. Meanwhile, there is some news out of the NBA.
How about this?
And I saw, I guess, some talk about this yesterday, that Nico Harrison could be out in Dallas.
Well, they were chanting fire Nico at the game in Dallas. Of course, he was the GM who traded Luka Doncic, and everybody hated him immediately. Everybody said it was dumb immediately. It was the worst trade, like, in real time. And he made up some song and dance about, you know, I don't know, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and how well that's going to go. So they hate him. They hate him. They hate him. They hate him. And then now today, there's a report by Shams that says he's going to be fired.
Fired by 10 a.m. Central time.
He's got a half an hour to clear out his office.
Yeah, get your stuff. Get your stuff, and we're going.
He's out pretty quick.
So you allow the guy to trade Luka, and then you fire him 6 months later, or whatever that trade was?
Yeah.
Do you know what Luka's doing this year, by the way, for the Lakers?
He had a monster.
You want to know what his averages are?
Well, he was hurt for a little while, but he had a monster game. Was it last night or two nights ago?
It was last night. Yeah, last night he had a really good game. He is averaging 37 points, 9 boards, 9 assists.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing okay. Nice player.
How are the Lakers?
Are they not good?
Oh, no, they're good. 8-3. Sorry.
Yeah, no, they're good. Yeah. They're a little bit better than the Mavericks, who are 3-8. And lost last night despite Cooper Flagg playing well.
Well, so that's what I was just going to ask. What is Flagg doing?
I think he's off to
the first game he's played well.
Yeah, I think he's off to a pretty slow start, but he looked good last night. I think he had like his best game.
He's averaging 15-7.
Yeah, but in modern NBA, 15 points is nothing.
No, but I mean, I would have taken the under on that.
But he's not shooting well like from three and whatever else. But no, I just think it's funny. Like that was to me one of the worst trades in sports history. But you allowed that guy to do it, and then less than a year later, you fire him. It's like maybe you shouldn't have let him make that move. It's kind of stupid.
Mm.
But what are you gonna
do? Maybe
because like obviously that's not like
maybe ownership wanted out from the Luka contract. Like maybe it wasn't just about Nico doing it rogue. Like maybe ownership was on board.
Then
now
keep
he's the
Nico.
Fall guy for it.
Oh well, I guess.
I mean, I think they kept him until they got the number one pick, and now they're like, "Get out of here, kid." So look, I don't know. That's I guess I'm not surprised that he's going to get fired or would be on thin ice. I'm just surprised it happened so quick.
Right,
15 games into not even 15 games into the year, 11
like,
games. Whatever.
What did they expect? Did they expect like the Mavericks to be awesome and for like Luka to be terrible? Like Luka's going to be great. Luka's going to probably win an MVP at some point in the next few years. And then you're like, oh, we off for a slow start. It's like, yeah, you're the number one pick in the draft.
Isn't Anthony Davis out and also extremely out of shape?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, he's played in 5 of the 11 games so far this year.
Nice.
Yep. He's played in 5 games.
Okay. So that's what's going on in the NBA. As bad as the Celtics have been, at least they're not where Dallas is
at. Not the Mavericks.
Firing Nico Harrison again. I like how Nick put it. He's got a half an hour to clean out his desk.
get your items.
Get the hell out of there because there's a press conference coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Central Time. 617-779-7937. We were talking about Damian Woody's comments, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough, which really, when you look at the schedules for the Colts, Broncos, and Pats,
it's not crazy.
He's really on to something. Now, keep an eye on the Chargers, I guess. That's one team in there that is only a win back. They seem to be playing really well. They started great. They played poorly, you know, around the end of September, beginning of October, and then they've seemed to turn it around.
Also worth pointing out, they play Kansas City. They play Denver. They even play Philly. Yeah. I know that's a
not an easy schedule for them.
But, yeah, but Kansas City, which is really funny about them, just to harp on them for a second, if that's the team that's still, like, say, what would be the team you'd be the most afraid to play
them
in the AFC title game? It would be the Chiefs, right? Same. So they're 5-4 after their loss to the Bills. They play at Denver. Actually, they play 2 with Denver, they play Indy, and they play the Chargers. So, like, there is a chance that they miss the playoffs. Now, I wouldn't bet on that.
No.
You know, it's Andy Reid, it's Patrick Mahomes. I think they'll find a way to win
but it's not
enough
easy.
Games. But, like, I think it's realistic. As realistic as it might be that the Patriots win the AFC and make it to the Super Bowl, you could say the same thing that the Chiefs might miss the playoffs altogether.
So to me, like the Patriots schedule thing is a little overblown now that they beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, 100%. Like they have an easy schedule. I'm not arguing that they have an easy schedule.
Fine.
But they also have 2 of the best wins in football. How many teams have better wins in the AFC anyway? You brought up the Eagles.
Eagles is pretty loaded.
In the AFC, who's got better wins than the Pats? We went through it yesterday.
Yes, yeah, it's hard to find.
No one has better wins. Other teams have a couple of pelts on the wall, just like the Patriots. Here's where their schedule really is going to come into play. They have 2 difficult-ish games left. It's Buffalo at home off a bye. It's a good spot for you to catch Buffalo. Bad spot for Buffalo.
Yep.
And then at Baltimore, who's still not even 500, although I think that's a real game. Other than that, easy games up and down.
You don't throw anything into the Rob Ninkovich theory of Thursday Night Football is a tricky mistress?
No.
Not his words, mine.
What if What if Burrow plays in 2 weeks?
So somebody brought that up. I don't think he will. So they basically brought him back like they have a 21-day window to activate him. And so they play him, what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So there's a chance he just kind of is around practice for 2 weeks, doesn't even play, and then maybe the third week.
I guess he was extremely limited.
I have a theory
there's like pictures of him just standing there.
I have a theory on what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
He's not coming back. I have a theory on what they're doing. And I don't mean for the Patriots game. I mean he's not coming back.
Oh, yeah, you might be right, but I feel pretty confident he isn't playing a Pats game.
And even if he does, he's very limited this week, and then his first game back is against the Pats.
Yeah, what's he going to look like?
I mean, look, I'd rather face the Bengals with Flacco, and I respect Flacco.
I know you do.
Than Burrow.
Bengals also can't stop a nosebleed, so
no,
there's that.
You're not going to get him locked in. But no, I have a theory on what the Bengals are doing. They're like, if Flacco somehow over the next 3 weeks gets us to 6-6, Burrow can come back.
That division's wide open.
And we'll see. They don't have to activate him in the 21 days. They have 21 days to see if they're going to activate him and see if he's ready. If they're 4-8, they'll probably just shut him down and punt on the year. So I think that's what the Bengals are doing, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, those are not challenging games. And teams like the Colts, Colts have no gimme games left on their schedule. Again, we read it earlier. They're on the bye now. And then it's at KC, home against Houston, at Jacksonville, at Seattle, home against the Niners on Monday night, home against Jacksonville at Houston. Like, there's not a gimme game on there. I'm not telling you they lose them all.
Things are shaping up.
But there's no gimme game on there.
I think Damian Woody knew what he was doing when he said the Patriots can rule the AFC.
There's no dominant team in the league, Keith.
Correct.
As we saw last night on Monday Night Football, the schedule wildly favors the Patriots against other AFC contenders down the stretch. Those are reasons to buy in on the Patriots. What would be a reason not to? Like, if you had to look at it and say what the Patriots are doing isn't sustainable, or this has me a little spooked, like what would that even be with the Patriots?
Well, you know, I would have said, oh, they give up a touchdown on the first drive all the time, but that doesn't seem to matter. They seem to be able to lock it down after that. I think there might be still something with top receivers. Like, if they don't just put Gonzalez on the top receiver, which they don't always do. You saw some of the stats that, you know, when he lined up on Emeka Ogbuka last week, he did really well. But he wasn't always lined up on Emeka Ogbuka, and then he had a really good game. So I think number one receivers have had some pretty good games against the Pats. Not number one running backs. They've done a really good job there. So I would say maybe a really, really good receiver has a big-time game against them. And then I also wonder, if the Patriots need it, will their running game offensively be there for them? We've seen a couple of sparks. You know, Henderson had two really great long runs. If you take the long runs, if a team is able to take those long runs away, he can be kind of a pedestrian back. We don't know the health of Stevenson and how soon he's going to be back. And then even if he is, I'm always a little worried he's going to drop the ball on the floor.
Agreed.
So I would say, you know, you get into the playoffs and you get into it, and like on a 3rd-and-3, like, can you pick that up with the run or no? Like, you just got to pass it every single time. I wondered that. That's one of the reasons why I wanted a running back at the trade deadline. I thought maybe they could have added somebody there to give them a little extra spark. So I would say running game, and then maybe just snuffing out a top receiver, which they should be able to do given they have Christian Gonzalez, but we've seen enough guys have pretty good games.
Just on Travion Henderson quick, because I actually feel okay about the state of the running game, maybe the best I've felt since the preseason.
Yeah,
with the Cerberus backfield.
Yeah, that was short-lived.
Henderson's last three games, all wins, obviously. 10 for 75 against a good run defense, Cleveland. And remember, they started using him on outside run plays because they didn't just want to run into the middle of that defense. It worked. Atlanta, he was 14 for 55 on the ground. Another four catches for 32 yards. Mm-hmm. So make that 87 total yards in that game against Atlanta. And then this week against Tampa, 14 for 147, two long touchdown runs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good about where that's trending with him. So to me, I mean, if you want to bring May's health into it, which I know a lot of people do, fine. But I think you can play that game with any quarterback ever.
Well, literally every quarterback.
So, you know, I just don't think that makes the Patriots unique. The one thing I would say is, you know, Drake May's been good the last 2 weeks, but he hasn't been at the same level of where he was at, and that's not bad if that's a quote-unquote low point. You know, against Atlanta, his quarterback rating was over 100, 200 yards, two touchdowns. This week, another 200 yards, two touchdowns. Quarterback rating was still 89. He did have turnovers in both those games, two of them against Atlanta, one this past week. Is that a sign of like a little bit of drop-off or a little bit of an adjustment from the rest of the league? Because while Drake May now is the betting favorite for MVP, I do feel like these last two games haven't been his best. So is that just a sign that you can't play like Tom Brady in 07 every single week, even Tom Brady in 07 didn't do that every single week at a high level where it's 300 yards and a bunch of touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 100. Like, even for him, it came to an end that year. Is that just, well, you can't do it every single week. The league's going to get you here and there, and you're going to have a game where you stub your toe. Or is that a sign of a bit of a leveling off? Because if he levels off just a little bit, their margin for error, I don't think, is huge.
Oh, yeah, because that's one of the things that's separating them right now. I mean, they're 8-2, and their guy is either the favorite or co-favorite to win the MVP. So I would say that's a fair kind of question. He had a four-game stretch after the Pittsburgh loss where the team turned it over a million times. He turned it over twice. Four-game stretch with no interceptions. It's now been three straight games with a pick, right? And, you know, two of the games were really close. One of the games was not. But three straight games with a pick. This last game, you saw his completion percentage go way down. And, you know, like, so can he get back on track there? Because he was, like, on pace to set records or whatever to have, like, this crazy season-long completion percentage, which is still over 71%, like, on the year. But it was 51% on Sunday. So is that something that he can turn around? He definitely hasn't played his best the last couple of weeks. That's true.
617-779-7937. You can discuss there. Is the defense good enough to carry them far in this league? Keith mentioned the number one wide receivers. And is May plateauing just a little bit? And is that a sign of things to come? If so, what's their margin for error? But otherwise, it's looking pretty good. Wheels up on the Pats in the AFC as potentially the number one seed in the conference when you really break things down against the Colts and the Broncos. Never mind watching the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. Never mind the ugly game last night on Monday Night Football. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls there. Tearing off quarterbacks at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. It is a Tommy Tuesday as well. Tommy Curran at high noon from NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to him then. Plus a key for madness for you at 12:45. But on the way next, Nico Harrison's out in Dallas. That's today. Brian Daboll out yesterday with the New York Giants. Could a potential reunion with Bill Belichick happen? There's more smoke around that fire. We'll get to it coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We're going to get to the GM meetings.
Yes.
Major League Baseball.
Boots on the ground down there.
I mean, Brad Foe is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
He was there for Breslow last night. Free agency is open, by the way. You can sign anybody you want.
How many signings were there?
In MLB free agency. Well, I'm sure there was
probably
something. I bet somebody
just like
something.
The NFL and the NBA, when there's like that second that it's open, there's like 20 signings that you got to just go through. Baseball, they're a little bit more methodical.
They take their time.
They do. They take their sweet time.
They're waiting for the right window to jump in there.
It could be a Thanksgiving dinner. Remember the famous story, Curt Schilling? Dinner when Jed Hoyer got food poisoned by Schilling's wife?
It's true. She tried to kill him.
Raw turkey?
Exactly. So, no, I think what the Red Sox are saying, what Breslow is saying,
yes,
is very encouraging, but I'm trying my best not to fall for it yet again, Keith.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll see how that goes at 11 o'clock. Plus, it's a Tier Tuesday. We're tearing off quarterbacks at 11:30. Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston will join us at high noon. And a Keith from Madness for you at 12:45. Jam-packed, as always, on a Tuesday. We talked yesterday when Brian Daboll got fired by the Giants, which, number one, probably makes week 13 easier too.
Two teams now on the schedule are going to play with their interim coaches.
Exactly. Yeah. So that probably makes that game easier, although it's not like the Giants are playing great with Daboll.
Probably a wash.
And then on top of it, you also have who's going to replace Brian Daboll in New York. I brought this up before. Just a buddy of mine is a Giants fan, and he had mentioned the idea before Daboll even got fired on Sunday, before they even lost to the Bears. He's like, I could see Mara going to Belichick, not because Bill's doing great at UNC, but he's because of that relationship, and it's gone so poorly with these last couple of coaches, which, as you pointed out yesterday, were Bill guys.
Yeah, you had two Bill guys.
Joe Judge and Brian Daboll. What do you think the likelihood is now that we've had some time to think about it that Bill is in play for that Giants job?
Well, it can't be 0% just because crazy things happen all the time. You told me he was going to go to North Carolina. I would have told you that was 0%, right? So I guess you have to sort of think a little bit differently. But the reason why I think it's still very, very, very low, and if you were asking me yes or no, I'm just going to say no, it would be they had a couple of opportunities to bring him in. You know, Brian Daboll, he had that one good year with the Giants, kind of like somehow, some way, got into the playoffs. But then it's been pretty rough the last couple. Bill Belichick's been available the last couple, certainly going into this season, right? Let's say Bill has his year off. He's doing all the media jobs or whatever. Brian Daboll has a bad year. They're picking pretty high in the draft. And there you go. You could have made that move this year. So now 10 games in, and Bill has become even more of a sideshow with all the stuff in North Carolina, all the interviews, the stuff with the girlfriend.
Imagine the New York press with that. Imagine back page of the New York Post every single week with Bill and Jordan and all of that. Like, he really, outside of the one reporter from WRAL in Raleigh, pretty much gets the kid gloves down.
It seems like Bill would have had a better chance.
Pablo Torre, I guess, but he's not on the beat. You know what I mean?
I would have said there's a little bit more of a chance if Bill was just doing the same stuff, doing like the Manning cast, McAfee, the stupid stuff with Lombardi. If he was doing that for another year, didn't have any of this other weird drama and a bad team at North Carolina, there might be like, hey, it's a couple years out. I mean, Pete Carroll was out of football for, a couple years, got back in. John Gruden was doing Monday Night Football forever, got back in, then he got fired again. But you know what I'm saying? Like, coaches can still, they can be like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe he's got something there. And then the Giants come calling. Maybe it's a little late, but they come calling. The way things have unfolded over the last year, I would say, no, it's not going to happen.
What if Bill gets UNC? I don't think he's going to win another game. And I thought they'd beat Stanford. I thought they'd win a couple of weeks ago. Like, they had some winnable games in there. I don't think he wins another game.
They're 4-5 right now.
It's Wake, it's Duke, it's NC State. I don't think they win another game. We'll see. But let's play the game. Let's say Bill gets them to a bowl game. They got to win two more games, right?
Maybe the Fenway Bowl again. We could
to be eligible. That doesn't even mean guaranteed they get
good
one.
Point. Good point. But, like,
no, if, they would put Bill in a game.
That's what I was going to say. If they're smart, they're going to let Bill Belichick come to their bowl game and, like, turn it into a production. Let's say Bill gets to a bowl game.
Okay.
It started poorly, but it finishes on an upswing just by definition of making a bowl game.
Sure.
Mara's got the relationship with Bill. You're bringing Bill home to New York. You're bringing in someone who, in theory, you know, can run a program and be a leader.
Well, and they
is that an easy sell to Giants fans and to the city of New York? Is that an easy sell with Bill figuring things out as the year go along? If that happens at UNC, and now you bring him home to New York, that's a win. That's a short-term win on the back pages. Like, I could see that.
I would still say no. I think it, especially because the last two coaches that you've had are Bill guys. Bill basically convinced them to hire Joe Judge, and he's one of the worst head coaches in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
And then you follow that up with Brian Daboll, who at least kind of popped in 2022, but then got worse in 23, worse in 24, and then this was going to be worse, and they didn't even let him finish the season. So two Bill guys. I remember he texted the wrong Brian about the whole thing.
I forgot about that.
There's all that stuff.
Until I was reading Charles Robinson yesterday.
Yeah.
When I say there's more smoke, Robinson threw out a bunch of names for the Giants job.
Okay.
First name he mentioned, Bill Belichick.
No. I mean, I get why you would put it out there. It's the most interesting one to talk about.
He also put out Mike McCarthy, Steve Spagnuolo, who's been there before as a D coordinator.
I think McCarthy probably makes more sense.
I think McCarthy actually makes a lot of sense. Brian Flores, who he mentioned, if he even wants to go there.
Ryan. Yeah.
And then he got into, like, coordinators.
Kafka's the interim.
Yeah. Jesse Minter, Clint Kubiak, Joe Brady, et cetera, et cetera.
I think the other thing
first name he mentioned, Bill Belichick, and I think Robinson's a pretty plugged-in guy. Maybe he's just doing it because it's interesting.
Yeah.
It would be interesting. I'd root for it. I don't think it'd work at all. It's not even working at UNC.
No.
So I don't think it'd work, but could I see Mara doing it? I'm starting to talk myself into that a little bit more.
So I think no. I mean, maybe, like, his owners make mistakes all the time, because this would be a mistake. Because if you see what he did with Mac Jones, where he wasn't even talking to him by the end, is that who you want to give Jackson Dart to?
No.
Like, that would be a huge mistake. It's not like you have an old quarterback that, like, hey, for 2 years. That's why I always thought he was going to team up with, like, Aaron Rodgers for, like, a year or two. Not that that could have been a long-lasting relationship, but for a year or two, maybe they kind of use each other and they have some success. He's not going to have success with Jackson Dart. Also, if you're sitting in there talking to the owner and he's like, all right, what do you think for a staff? And he's like, well, I got two kids. I got Mike Lombardi.
Judge.
Yeah, right. You're like,
Brian Daboll. Yeah.
Like, hold on. We had those guys. We don't want any of these guys. I'm like, who's your GM? Mike Lombardi? Like, no way. I think he's got too much baggage.
Trust me. I don't think it would work. It's not even working for Bill at UNC.
No.
Could Mara do it? I don't know. I was already kind of interested in it yesterday, and then I read Robinson. It's the first name he brings up today.
It is amazing, though. They've had, counting interims, which you do, because they've had two in-season firings since 2016. So basically, since replacing Tom Coughlin, obviously won two Super Bowls, they've had six head coaches since 2016. That is a rough go. Shermer was two and McAdoo didn't even make it through 2 years. Shermer was two and done. Judge was two and done. And then Daboll made it all the way into his fourth year and then got fired.
But I get it. Like, I get why people would be lining up for that job. Dart, Scataboo, Neighbors.
I mean, yeah, that's a good trio.
All three of them at the moment are currently hurt.
Yeah.
Two for the season, but I get why you'd want that job.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
617-779-7937. We got all your feedback here on Jones and Keefe. You want to jump in on the wide open AFC where the Patriots fit into it? Does the road to the Super Bowl go through Foxborough and Bill? Maybe getting a chance with the New York Giants again. 617-779-7937. We'll tear off quarterbacks 11:30. Tommy Curran at high noon. Kiefer Badness at 12:45. And on the way next, let's get to Craig Breslow saying the right things at the GM meetings. Does that mean the Red Sox will actually do the right things? We'll get to it next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.